Right, we have here, I think, a very nice move. I assume most of you figured it out, but we'll say it anyway. You have in Rus, in Perek Bey's Pasek Chof Aleph, that when Rus comes back, after she went collecting the wheat, or the, which I'm not sure if it was the wheat, might have been the Sa'irim. So she comes back, and she's carrying the food. So Naomi asks her where she was malake so much. And she says, "Atomer Rus Amoavia." So Rus answered, "Gam ki Omar Eli im hanorim asher li tidbakim." That not only did he let me, Boaz let me collect, but he even told me that I should stay always with his na'arim, ad asherim kiros ko hakotzer sheli. So the pasuk calls her v'atoymer rus hamoavia. So apparently the way they're learning pshat is the word rus hamoavia, the word moavia is extra, because she's always called already in the Megillah at this point just Rus. We dropped the word Moavia from her name at this point in the Megillah. So why here does it go back to call her Rus HaMoavia? She was named Gayer. So Omer Avchana Bar Levi, Bevadai Moavia hi. So the Torah is pointing out, you look, she's a Moavia. Who, Omar? Because really, Boaz didn't say what she quoted him to say. Boaz said, this is earlier in Pasuk Ches, Kol Tidbakim im Na'arosai. Na'arosai is feminine. Whereas Boaz said that we should stay here and collect the Malakate, stay with the women collectors. And apparently there were two groups. There were the men collectors, the men harvesters, and the women harvesters. So Boaz told her that she should stay together with the women harvesters and she should take for herself. Vehi Amra, and she, when she quoted over Boaz, Imanorim Asherli. Okay, that's the end of the piece. It should have been cut there. So basically, she misquoted Boaz. And the reason why she misquoted Boaz is because she's a Moavia. So what's Pshat? So the Marzu explains that the truth of the Eitz Yosef sounds a little different. I don't know, maybe he means the same, just not written so clearly. The Maisa, Reshiva always learned the Marzuz. I don't remember the Reshiva ever going in a Jelly Safe, so I don't know. It's a different Sefer. It's a different Mikros Medrash. So we'll learn the Marzu. But he definitely, it could be that Jelly Safe meant it too, but it's not written as clearly. But the Mana MS, I put on the sheet. I'm sure he's a great person also. So the Marzu learns like this: Shetavis Moavia Miutzer Kan. The word Moavia is extra. Lidros Midas Tazaim Midarishu Miutzer Emekaimo. It's an extra word to teach you. Shaal Sheikra Moavia. The reason why she said this is because her roots are from Moavia. Haboim is Nusa Avim Bito. Because a Moav, the whole word Moav is May of. Moavias were came. Their roots were from Znus. That Lot's daughter had Bia with her father. Al-Kain Nikshol Abathia. Therefore she was Nikshol. Nikshol means accidentally. Loimar Iman Na'arim Asherli. V'lo Omar Iman Na'aras. And she didn't say the right way. So what's he saying? What's Pshat? Because she was had a Mida of Moavia in her, and the Moavim loves Nuz. So she said the wrong thing. But she was a liar. She went ahead and lied. She maliciously lied because she loves Nus, so she lied to Naomi. It doesn't make sense. So what Parshat Shad is what in the secular world they call this a Freudian slip, is that Shad is that of course she knows that she was, that Boaz told her to be with the women, and she's not trying to lie, but she's not thinking, and she's just talking. And since her desires, her heart, she's a Moavia, and she grew up on socializing, etc. And she had, it was like a dream. She was like dreaming, right? While she said, wouldn't it be nice if instead of Boaz telling me to be with the women, if he would have told me to be with the men? Oh, that would have been so nice, you know, because being a Moavia, this was on her mind, so to speak. If she would have been a Jewish from birth, it wouldn't have dawned on her. She wouldn't have thought of that, you know. You go, of course you go with the women. No shaita. But being a Moavia, and she's raised and with socializing and preachers and whatever, so these thoughts, this imagination went through her mind, you know, it would be nice if it, instead of being with the women, I'd be with the men. So when she's speaking and saying over what happened, instead of saying over what really happened, she says over what she was dreaming about what happened, right? Which is a what they call a Freudian slip, is that the what comes out in your speech sometimes is when you make a mistake in your speech, it's an indication of your personality, which is exactly what it is here. Her personality is that she's a Moavia. Because she's a Moavia, you can see it in the way she spoke. Not because she wanted to show off her Moavia, because it was a slip. But the slip is an indication of her personality coming out. So I think that itself, you know, just Pashup Shat in the Chazal is a very nice, this is, we're not ready for our shmooze yet, but it's just a very nice thing that there's such a thing, you know, people think that Freud is the one that, you know, that was Mechanesh all psychology. So we mentioned, I think I mentioned previously, that the Sri Deyesh said that the whole Freud stole everything from Rav Yisrael, because the Freud's biggest chiddush was the idea of subconscious. And he says, historically, Rav Yisrael writes about subconscious. He printed, not just wrote, it was printed from Rav Yisrael's name in a sefer called Pre-Eights, I think, that by Rav Yisrael about the subconscious mind. And that sefer was printed about 10 years before Freud ever said anything about the subconscious mind. So he says that he writes, the Sri Deyesh, one of the Gedolim of Europe, that it's Mistavra that Freud stole it from Rav Yisrael. But here is another thing that the psychologists, they take credit, they figured out this thing called a Freudian slip, and it's a Beferish HaChazal. You have other Beferish Chazals that have Freudian slips. But by Bnei Gad, Bnei Ruvain, to say Beferish HaChazal is a Freudian slip, what they would call. But here's a Beferish example, that she went ahead, because she was a Moavia, right? Just came out to Feirish. Because she was a Moavia, that's her personality, that's her tendency, therefore she said the wrong thing. She said what she would desire, not what really happened. Okay. That's Pashup Shat the Chazal. Now we have a different Chazal, which I made, to make life easier, I just quoted the Chidush HaLev that says it, that earlier, When Ruth starts collecting in Boaz's field, so it says that Boaz, this was Beis Chafalef, and this is Beis Hay. Boaz asks the Nordim, who is this girl? So Rashi brings, the Chidarga Shah Boaz Ishab and Nazarim, and Boaz inquires who the women are. You know, first of all, he notices, and why does he care? And Adivre Sneez Vahachma Rabbah, he noticed that she was extra Sanua. Why? Because Shnei Shalavim Lakta Shalashen Lak. First of all, she knew what she's allowed to take and what she's not allowed to take. So she had Chokmah. Voice of Melaketes, Omedes, Ma'umid, Mishokheves, Meyushev. Kadesh Lotishka. And when she went to pick up, she didn't bend down, but she sat down. She plopped down. So in order not to bend, which not be sneistic. So Boaz saw that she was extra sanua, which means, as Rashiv explained, obviously she had to be more sanua than everyone else. So she caught his attention because she was more sanua than any of the other women of Klal Yisrael. Amazing thing. That Ruth, we have all the women of Klal Yisrael there, I don't know how many women, and Ruth was more sanua, she stood out to the fact that she caught Boaz's attention, because she was acting in a higher sinistic manner than everyone else. So if you skip the next paragraph, how did that happen? Umatzino bechazal shabiru. Eich rusi gira madrego yoin madmidas. How did she reach such a high madrego? Tizanashino. Because there's a pasuk that when Boaz asks, who is this? Meaning the question is, who is this woman with this amazing sneers? So the next pasuk is Vayan Hanar, Hanisav Akochim, Vayomer Nara Moavia. Again, the Moavia, which is a knack, an insult. He Ashava Imnami. So what she was basically saying is she herself is a Moavia. Ah, how come she has such amazing sneers? Because she came with Nami. Nami's a Sadekas. So Nami went ahead and took a Moavia under her wing, and she transformed her. Oh, okay. So that's what, so the Reshiva said a beautiful shmooze, that you could be a person who is a Moavia, who is, starts out low, because Moavia always implies you start out low. Moavia implies that you have a natural disposition towards Nus, because the Moavim had a natural disposition to Nus. But she reached the Madrega that she was more Sanua than all the rest of Klai Yisrael, because Asher Shava and Nami, because she came back with Nami, and Nami was her Rebbe. She had a good Rebbe. She was Dovik with a Tzaddik, so it had a Hashbaner. The problem is, when you put the two Chazals together, as Apli Atzuma. Because here, in the Kedusha Aleis Chazal, which really comes first, Medrash, it's saying that Ruth was the most Sanua of all the women that were being Malakates. Why was she so Sanua? Because even though she started out from a Moavia, but since she was under the guidance of Naomi, and Naomi was mashpian her, Naomi trained her, so she became the most Sanuatic woman, more than all the women of Klal Yisrael. I'm sure it wasn't just an action. She wasn't just faking. It became part of her. It was a shvach of her, that she was, became inherently such a Sanuatic person. Yet, 10 psukim later, not earlier, 10 psukim later, when she's telling Naomi what happened, so now she speaks in a manner that no Jewish girl would have ever said such a thing. And it comes out only because she's a Moavia does she speak in such a manner. So it's a stira. Did Naomi cure? Is she still, you know, I know she started out as a Moavia. Okay. But where is she holding now? Is the Mida of Moavia wiped out of her? Or is she still have that Mida? Mimadashach. If she still has the Mida of Moavia, so she shouldn't be more Sanua than everyone else. And if she isn't, and if she was able, if Naomi was able to cure, and she learned Musar, and she was learned, and was Mushba, and now she's transformed into a Tzedekes, so why is she speaking like a lowlife, so to speak? Right? So the Teretz says, whenever you have a stira, everyone might share knows, the answer is, Ligabi. In other words, they're both right. Naam Rus is the biggest Sanua in the world. And Bevas Achas, I don't want to say the biggest Prutza, but she's the biggest Moavia. And at the same time, one's in her behavior and one's in her brain. In other words, no, even with being under Naomi's, you know, Hashba, but her brain is still, she's still a Moavia. That's her Teva. Can't change a person's Teva so fast. So when she's going ahead and she's being Malakate, she was taught by Naomi how to be Sanua. She wants to be Sanua. She abided what Naomi taught her. She's going to be, she became the most Sanua woman in all Klal Yisrael. And it's such a Sanua that it catches Boaz's attention. Wow, this woman is amazing. What is Sanua? It wasn't just fake actions. Otherwise, it wouldn't be anything to be praised about. It was real. It came from her Pneumius. It was real Sneas. That she was the biggest Sanua in the world. But at the same time, she still could be having these daydreams or these hargoshes. Wouldn't it be nice if I was with the boys? Because those feelings are the feelings that's inborn. That's her tabat. I'm a Moavia. So if there's no, she can have in her brain, now in the brain she's not acting and there's no Avera. A Hirurim pop in the brain and you don't act on it, and you try not to think about it. There's no Aveira. We're not saying anything wrong on Rus. Look here, Rus is a Tzadekes. So that Ruth is a tzaddikas, she's the most tzaddika woman in all Klal Yisrael, but in the brain, it's a different story. In the brain, she has who knows what thinking, and therefore, again, it wasn't a malicious, as a Freudian slip, as a mistake, she can say the wrong thing, because that's what's in her brain. So in her brain, she's one thing, and in her behavior, and her lathe, because it was real, she's something else. It's an amazing shmooze. I know Rabbi Trapper, that's how he used to always come. He used to come here every year. And he used to always say that he speaks to the guys, and the guys say, you know, I have to tell the truth. Guy gets very depressed. My brain is the most schmutzig of brain that anyone in the old yeshiva, no one has such an X-rated brain as my brain. If you would know the crazy, disgusting things that I would think of, you would look down at me like who knows what. I am the most X-rated, disgusting brain. And Rabbi Trapper would always say to him, how do you know? You don't know what's in the other guy's brain. Maybe the other guy has a worse. Maybe you're X and he's XXX. I don't know, you know. But here, you see a bigger chiddush. Really, Rus, I don't want to say you had an X, you know, but Rus, on some level, had in her brain, it was an Aines Gomer, the thoughts that were popping into her brain, in a certain sense, was worse than all Klal Yisrael. It's not like Rabbi Trapper said, how do you know? Yes, she was a Vaday Mimoavia. She was having thoughts that no one else would think about. No one else would dawn on them and say, hey, you know, wouldn't it be nice if instead of with the women, we were doing this with the boys? No one else would have been thinking that, and therefore no one else would have made that Freudian slip. Ruth had in this Nekuda, I'm not saying about being, we're not talking about X-rated types of thought, you know, but in this Nekuda, she had an Atiyah that was worse than anyone else. In this Nekuda. So yeah, Enoch Inami, because of your Teva, because of Ruth's upbringing, because she grew up in that society, which was a filthy, disgusting society, and it's a Teva. So yes, Ruth had a problem. No one else in Klal Yisrael had that problem. And it was such a strong problem that it came out without her realizing it and without any tine on her. And it came out as a Freudian slip, and there's no tine on her for saying it because she can't help it. That's her personality. That's who she is. And at the very same second, she's the most tenuah woman in all Klal Yisrael. At the here, there's no stira. In other words, Reshiva said a shmooz, which is also a very nice shmooz, that you could start out as a Moavia, you could start out as a lowlife, and if you go ahead and you're medavik to a tzaddik, you can be transformed. But this is a different shmooz, which is that even bevas achas, even when you're having those ihurim, even when you're having those thoughts, and you're having those rutsins, and those pulls, and you feel, I have these pulls, and no one else has it. And you're right. It's not just that you're imagining, like my trapper says, you think you're the only one and you don't really know. You really are. You're the only one in the whole yeshiva that has such thoughts. You're the only one that when you walk down the street and you see a girl, the only one that thinks such things. No one else dawns on them, these things. No one else. These thoughts would never enter anyone else's brain. Only you. Because you're a lowlife, you're a Moavia, you got into your grains. Yet it's the only person that these crazy things pop into your head. And it's so much ingrained in you that you're going to, even without even realizing, you're going to say it. And it's going to come out in your words by accident. And at the same moment, you can be the biggest tzaddik in the world. You can be the most tenuah person. And Ruth is not an iota tain on her. If I cared, Ruth is a tzaddikas. She was such a tzaddikas that the Godel Hador is attracted to her. Wow, what a tenuah. Well, he's just amazed. She stands out with her sneers. It's so amazingly tenuah that she stands out, that even the Godel who doesn't look at women, and I'm sure he wasn't even looking at them, but he couldn't help notice. Wow, that's such an amazing sneers. She's the ultimate in sneers. At the time when she had, at the Bevas Achas, when she has more of the heart, you know, the taivas at other people. So therefore, there's a tremendous mussar haskel. Obviously, there's a mussar haskel that the Rashiva said that a person can start out as a Moaviyah on the lowest level and work your way up to the highest level, which is a tremendous chizik for us. A beautiful chizik, the Rashiva said, I believe. But there's another chizik. And even if we find ourselves having certain thoughts, certain things popping into our heads, and even if we're convinced that nobody else would have such thoughts, it's a sign, it's an indication of where we're holding, that we're holding on such a low level in a certain sense, worse than anybody else, that doesn't negate the possibility that right now, it's not that you have to wait 10 years, you don't have to wait 10 years, you don't have to wait 20 years, right now you have control over your behavior, your thoughts and your behavior are shnei dinim nifradim, because you have thoughts and taivas and huna, but when it comes to the behavior, you can be the maisa in your hanhagas and your behavior. You can be the world's biggest tzaddik and the biggest sanua, and it has nothing to do with how strong of a yetzahara you have and how strong of a taiva and how strong of a national inclination. And you can't go in and say, well, what do you want from me? No. It's shnei dinim nifradim. The person can be the world's greatest sanua at the time, so to speak, of Boaz, was at the same moment the person with the worst taiva and the strongest yetzer and strongest pull, and there was no stira whatsoever.